Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you love him. That's why people have no regard that you love him. People have no regard that you are serving God. And they are still doing all the rubbish they are doing. Just give him praise this night. Just worship him tonight. Just give him glory. Give him glory. Give all the adoration to him tonight. Give all the adoration to him. Just tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much he means to you. He's a good God no matter what the hate is doing. No matter what the world is doing, God is still a good God. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Just give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. La bruta le kosho gegede. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. My room braga de gede gede. Libro do go do go do go do. Yes, Lord, let's go. My car take it in. Ibro koshele gede gede gede. Libata kutu. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Tell him how much it means to you. Likum brada kosho gede gede. In Jesus' name we pray. Rabbi, you know, one time I saw a 26-year-old boy. I told my wife, the boy is doing so well at 26. He was managing a group of almost 22 people. 26. Hallelujah. And I was drained. I said, God, this is a 26-year-old boy. Okay, he's ahead. I'm 61. And I was done. But in the process, I now saw one cleaner who is 72 and is still working. But he cannot leave the job without working. He lives in a room. If he's not working, he cannot pay the bill. He will become homeless at 72. And he sat with me. He said, Ref, you know, he said, Ref, I just want to talk to you. I want you to pray with me. And when he was talking to me, and he was smiling, here I am. I'm worried that where I was, and here is a 72 who is still struggling to pay a bill of £450 for a room rent. When I left there, I went in the closet in his room, locked up, and tears were rolling down my eyes. And I would say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not contented. I'm sorry that I didn't appreciate you so much. I said, you gave me so much. You helped me so much. You have been there for me so much. And I was alone in that room and tears were running down my eyes. I said, God, how you are just good. And I was just talking about God, how good he is. But listen, if you don't think deep, you won't be able to thank God. Think back of where you're coming from. Think back of how many people have planned for you to be dead. But you are still here. Not only did they say it to the amount, they actually do something. Some went to San Goma, went to anybody to get you killed. But you are still here. I want us to just express our love to this good God. That I am still here. You know, mommy will say, I don't know why she said, that's why we are still standing. Upon all, we are still standing. You know, if I'm alive today, I can still gain more tomorrow. Am I talking to somebody? And we may be few tonight. If we still keep doing it, one day we'll be running two evening services. And you know, there's nothing God cannot do. I want us to just appreciate him tonight. Just ignore what you are facing and just thank him for what is working. Ignore him what is not working. Appreciate him for what is working. Just give him glory, give him praise tonight. I want you to just appreciate him tonight. Just appreciate him tonight. Give him praise, give him glory. 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 Libra tukate bregede, lebrekete gede, ashe yo wululua. Just appreciate this Google. Appreciate this Google. will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not abandon you. Just give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Makumbra da yegede gede gede. Ibrakato yegede. Lebre de kosheligada. Lantakoto. Just appreciate this good God tonight. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Makambro te gede gede gede. Lebre de gede. Madoka shagada. Labatukoto gede. Ibre de gede gede gede. Lord, we worship you. 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 My baro toko de gede. He bred de gede gede. He bara da 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 da. La da kushele gede. He bred de gede. Manto yagada. Lord, we worship you. Baba, we worship you. Baba, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Makakunta lokoto gede. He bred gede gede. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Magente kutu ekete gede gede. De brondo yegada gada. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Akatundo yegede gede. We worship you. 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 Marikete gede. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want us to thank him one more thing before we start praying tonight. You know, it's very cold now. We complain. It's too cold. It's too chilly. I have to wear thin clothes. I have to wear thick socks. I have to do everything. In another 2 months, we'll change that complaint again. It's too hot. Bring the air conditioner out. The air is not blowing. Which means there's nothing that can satisfy us. I entered to Nigeria, the temperature was 37 degrees. Every day it was, when it is low, it's 35. But I was checking into my phone, 37. And people were wearing three-piece suits. People were in tie. I was almost walking naked. Even the AC in my room, I was complaining, I was sweating. And the very day I was leaving Nigeria, my body became, could not handle the heat anymore. My body was getting hot. I came into UK to -4. And I started shaking. I said, where do we take this line to? And I was in the train on my way coming, and I was just saying, Father, thank you. That how many people here, born here, can sustain 37 degrees? And you see, half of Africa is on, and they enjoy it. You see them, they just drink alcohol inside it. They dry drink with it, and they are smiling. And they will be frying corn by the road, and they will be eating it hot. They are eating hot ever. Eat everything hot. And here we are shouting when the temperature goes to 20. 20, 18, we are already complaining. I want you to thank God. That, Lord, you make my body adaptable to the weather. We always say it. If the weather here is moved to Africa, as well in Nigeria, I don't know about your head, half of them will die. Because Nigeria was not built for heating system. Only they do is air condition. So they make it is too cool. It's like here. No air conditioning. No, and average people don't use air conditioning here. So when it is extremely hot, our old people complain. I want you to thank God that God, you adapt me to the changing weather condition. You adapt my life to the changing time when there is no money in my pocket and when I have surplus. I want you to just thank God. What will make somebody to commit suicide? You make me to enjoy it. You make me to adapt to it. You make me to go through it. And you make me alive in it. Just appreciate this God. Appreciate this good God tonight. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Appreciate this good God tonight. This God that gave you the grace to be adaptable to every condition. To be adaptable to everything you see. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Lord, we worship you. Baba, we glory. glorify your holy name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, we worship you. Baba, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says in Isaiah 66, verse 8 and 9, it said, before Zion travail, it bring forth. I want you to pray. Lord, this year is going. Let me bring forth. He said, who had had such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the head be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. As soon. I want you to pray to God. Lord, let my story change. Let it be as I pray, something happen. Let it be as I pray, I have an answer. As soon as Zion travail, open your mouth, pray for yourself. As soon as Zion travail, it bring forth. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Mali brokoto. Lord, as I pray, let there be increase in my life. Let there be open door. Let there be increase. Let there be open door. Pray for yourself. Lord, change my story. That before I pray, there'll be an answer. Change my story. That as I pray, answer is coming. Pray, change my story. That I think about it, something is happening to me. Just pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, my Father, as I think about it, as I pray, let something happen. As I pray, Lord, let something happen. Let something happen. Lord, the second month of the year is going. Let something good happen in my life. Let something glorious happen in my life. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Marokanda gada gada gada. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Pray for Lord, as I pray, let something happen. As I pray, let something begin to happen, Lord. As I talk, oh God, to you, Lord, let me begin to see an answer. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at the next verse, verse 9, we work, you know. What we are challenging today is gate. I want to really challenge gates. But we are just trying to kick ourselves into this prayer. I'm trusting God that God will give you all grace to come on Saturday to deal with it. But he said here, shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? What is God is saying? Will I bring a woman to labor and she will not be able to bring for the child? Said the Lord, this is not man who said it. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? He said, will I allow a child to come and I will shut the womb again? No. Will I not allow somebody to marry and not have children? God said, no. Will I bring you to London and not bless you? God is saying, no. Will I allow you to start a job and not make profit for me? God is saying no. But listen, there's a power of delay, and I want us to address the power of delay. One of the biggest challenges in life is delay. The Bible says something, sir. It said, Mordecai, even when they are blessing, he went back to the gate. He went back. So Haman was doing all he was doing. He was manifesting everything from the gate. As soon as Haman is coming, immediately he sees Mordecai by the gate, his mood will change. This guy is not dead. Your enemy will commit suicide this year. Amen. Your enemy, they will commit suicide. Amen. Everyone that hates you, one by one, they will die this year. You will chop a car on their head, though. Those that hate you, one by one, they will die this year. Every household enemy planning for you not to do well this year, may heaven scatter them today in the name of Jesus. Every household enemy against this ministry, we scatter them by fire today in the name of Jesus. So, he says, shall I not bring forth? You are going to pray. Thank God for this word now that there is a medical. In the olden days, when a woman gets to period of giving birth, if he cannot push through, he may die through it. That's when there was no CS. When there was no CS, if he get that, they will bear, push, everybody, they begin to do some incantation. If he cannot push through, he died there. You are going to pray. Every power of delay in my manifestation, every power of delay in what I'm expecting this year, every power of delay in what has been prophesied concerning me, Lord, tonight I scatter those power of delay. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Scatter the power of delay. Scatter every power of delay against your manifestation, against what you are praying concerning this year. Scatter it by fire. Every cause of delay, Lord, we scatter it. I cause delay in my life. I cause delay in the life of my children. I cause delay in the life of my loved one. I cause delay in my ministry. Every cause of delay, every power of delay in my life that is delaying the day of my manifestation, delaying the day of my manifestation, I scatter it tonight. I scatter it tonight. I scatter it by fire. I scatter it by fire. I scatter it by fire. Every delay, every power of delay, I scatter it tonight. I scatter it tonight. Makambro kekegede ibre gede gede gede. I rebuke the spirit of delay. I rebuke the spirit of delay. I rebuke the spirit of delay. Every spirit of delay, every spirit of delay to my joy, to my manifestation, to my finances, to my making it, I cancel it today. Every power of delay, I cancel it today. I cancel it today. I cancel it today. I cancel it today. Le kekunda ya protogodo. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Give me Psalm 70. I want you to look at this Psalm we are going to use to pray. There are two Psalms we are going to use to pray tonight. Psalm 70. Quickly, from verse 1. It said, make haste, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to deliver. Make haste to help me, O Lord. You are going to cry to God. Lord, make haste to help me. Lord, be quick to help me. Make haste. Go back to say on the verse 1 for now. Make haste to help me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Lord, make haste, oh God, to help me. Lord, if you don't help me on time, I will be messed up. If you don't help me on time, I will be dismayed. If you don't help me on time, the enemy will rejoice over my life. Make haste to help me, Lord. Make haste to help me, Lord. Make haste to help me, Lord. Can go do get there. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Make haste to help me. In Jesus' name we pray. In verse 2, it says, quickly, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Anyone looking for your downfall will die for it. In the name of Jesus. And then let them be turned back and put to confusion that desire my Lord. Give me verse 3. In verse 3, it said, let them be turned back for a reward of their shame. That say, you are going to cry to God. Everyone speaking negative about my life, Lord, let them go back to their shame. Everyone planning evil about my life, planning evil, planning my downfall. Lord, let them return to their shame. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Everyone planning evil about my life, planning evil about my children, planning evil about my ministry, planning evil about Cornerstone Foundation. Let them return to their shame, Jehovah. Let them return to their shame, Jehovah. Let them return to their shame, Jehovah. Let them return to their shame. Everyone say, about my life, about my ministry. Let them return to their shame. Let them return to their shame. Everyone speaking negative, giving negative comment, giving negative influence about me and about my career, about my ministry, about this church. Let them go to shame. Let them be ashamed. Let them be ashamed. Let them be defeated in their way, in their life. Makumbra koshon tekoto ekekekekekeke. Everyone planning evil concerning me, concerning my ministry, concerning my home, concerning my marriage, concerning every home in this church. Let them be confounded. Let them be dismayed. Let them be dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Give me verse 4. In verse 4 it says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. You will rejoice in the Lord. Your joy will be full in the Lord. I said, and let such as love thy salvation seek continually, let God be magnified. Next verse. But I am poor and needy. Poor and needy here is saying, I don't have all I needed. This poor doesn't mean you don't have any money. But Lord, there are things I seek. If your head is poor, you are poor too. As I am poor and needy, makest unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Do not delay. Do not delay. Give me verse 6. How many verses on it? It's 5. Okay, we stop there. You are going to pray this last verse, and there's another psalm that God gave me that we need to pray. You are going to pray, Lord, let every delay in my life be canceled. Do we understand this? If you are supposed to be sitting in the front row and you are still even in the middle row, your shift is not yet where you're supposed to be. Every delay, let it be removed tonight. Every denial, let it be removed tonight. Whatever is not making you to be complete, the Bible says ye are complete in him. Anything that is not making you to be complete, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every power from the pit of hell against your life, I destroy tonight in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power of delay, every power of denial over my life, over my destiny, everything that is causing me to be behind where I'm supposed to be. Oh God of heaven, remove the delay tonight. Lord, do not tarry to remove the delay. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Everything causing delay in my life, Lord, remove it tonight. Baba, remove it tonight. Baba, remove it tonight. Every power of delay, Lord, remove it tonight. Remove it. Every power of delay in my career, in my family life, and the life of my children, Lord, remove it today. Baba, remove it today. Baba, remove it today. Baba, in Jesus' name we pray. Let me pray. Let me let you understand this. There are some children, man, at 21, they're already feeding their parents. At 22, and every month they will give their parents something. Here, you are now feeding 35-year-old. So, 28, we still call you dad. I want to pay my children's school fees. And you are still, the child who's supposed to be giving you money, you are now the one giving. It's a power of delay. It's a power of delay. Look at Jacob. Jacob called Esau. He said, go out, go and catch bush rat. Go and catch rabbit. I want to eat your venison the way I used to eat it. So that's not the first time he's eating it. Are we hearing it? It's a, when you are not eating where you... In my country, it has gotten so bad that parents will marry for their children and the children will be collecting monthly allowance to feed. They should remain unmarried though. Parents will go and work and pay the children to remain married. It's a power of delay. May your case not be like that in the name of Jesus. If you are experiencing what I'm expressing today, may God bring their children out of it in the name of Jesus. We're going to cry to God. We're going to cry to God. A lady came to me in Abuja. I went for a meeting in Abuja. Mommy remembered that time I went, and she came to me. Nah, I'm facing my career. I'm facing there. I don't. Ah. And I said to her, if you are not raising your children at 50s, when will you? She was late 30s then. She had somebody want to marry her. She was causing her own delay for career issue. Thank God she heard from me. I think she had children now too. I want us to pray. Please pray. This, you leave your children out now. Pray for yourself. When God answers your own children, your prayer, it will begin to manifest to those children. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because, Lord, the time for me to eat from my harvest. The children harvest too. Hallelujah. Then those boys, they know the corny way to collect money from you. And if you are not a budget, they use it to blackmail you. Dad, will you leave me now to be suffering? Is that not blackmail? What is the essence of you being in London? And I'm not getting, I'm living like nobody's child. It's a blackmail. I see the open for somebody now. I see the open. Somebody will shout with us in this church before the end of this month that God has done it. That God has finally visited me. That will be the song of somebody. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power that is causing delay to me hitting the fruit of my labor. Every power causing delay in the manifestation of my children, in the manifestation of where I have sowed seed. Oh God of heaven, remove the delay tonight. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every gate of delay in my family, every gate of delay in my life, I shift the gate. I crumble the gate. Every gate of denial, I cancel that gate. I cancel the gate. I cancel the gate. Every gate of denial, I destroy it tonight. I destroy it. Every gate that is manifesting against me, I cancel it tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer. Every human agency that must partner with my prayer. Every human agency that must partner with my prophecy. That's the prayer I want to pray. Every human, let me explain it now. If you have application in home office, it is human agency that we approve. Abi, somebody we have to sign. It's human agency. So, I am prophesying that your paper is coming out. Let that human agency partner with the prophecy. Am I talking to somebody? If we are praying for somebody to have children, let angel of death, I mean angel of baby, partner with that person. So there are human agents and there are angelic agents. We are going to pray. Let every agent that is meant to partner with my prophecy, like we pray now, that Lord, remove delay, because let our children begin to manifest. It takes human agent. Eh? If God just bless your child, that your child who is giving you issues, if they are truly blessed, they want to be a blessing to their father too. They want to know that, oh, let me buy your car is not good. Let me buy you a nice car. If they have the money. Eh? If one of my sons begin to play for us, now I won't play for my youth. No, not my youth. Eh? Or if Jeremiah just became now to become a footballer and is earning 300,000 a week. Eh? When you hear those, what those boys earn, they earn the cost of a house a week. 300,000, 400,000 a week. If somebody was earning, is it 2 million a week? Pound, not naira, pound a week. When you hear it, code, so how will my son earn 300,000 a week? To buy me another Porsche of 170,000 will not be difficult. Because you know, if I buy this week, another money is coming next week. Huh? To replace it, so it won't feel it. That's why we will pray. Human agent that will partner with my prophecy. Human agent. Eh? Look at mama now. He's sitting down like he has finished all the work of this world. Huh? Let's say God does bless the husband. Eh? God does bless the husband. And the husband does. I look at my account. Now I have like 300 million. How will I allow her to go and work? How will I? I said, how much is your salary? I just credit you. Just sit down at home. I'll be cooking part of the jam. You understand? I want us to cry. I'm just saying. I'm just giving an example. Human agent that is meant to partner. Because there are some things you need human to make it happen. You need it to make man to happen. We are going to pray to God. Lord, every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy to come to power, Lord, release them tonight. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them tonight. Release them tonight. Every human agent, Lord, prepare them wherever they are. Release them to partner with my prophecy. Every human agent that is meant to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them tonight. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Every human agent, Malika toke tegedegedegede. Every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Wherever they are in any part of the world, Lord, release them tonight. Every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Jehovah, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Every human agent, every human agent, every angelic agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Baba, release them tonight. Makanko, take it. He break it together. Every human agent that is to partner with my prophecy, Lord, release them. My body release them. My body release them. My body release them. My body release them. He can broke it again. He break 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 it again. Pray for yourself. Help out. Show up. Show up. Human agent with my prophecy, show up tonight. Angelic agent for my prophecy, show up tonight. And human agent for my prophecy, show up. Black man for my prophecy, show up. White man for my prophecy, show up. Epas for my prophecy, show up. Likatako togede, ibregedegede, show up tonight. Show up tonight. Every epa mercy. Mokonde legede for my prophecy. Show up. Pass for my prophecy. Show up. Pass for my prophecy. Show up. Pass for my prophecy. Show up. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's pray. You know, we are going to pray this. Isaac woke up and he said, I need to release a blessing to my son Esau. We all know the story. He said, I need to bless Esau. He said, Esau, go and get me a venison. But somebody else had it. Whenever your prophecy is released, somebody hears it. You know, at times, that's why at times in church, I'm careful with some prophecy. At times I call one-on-one and just say, continue praying to this is what God should do. The Bible says Rebecca had it. Rebecca had different agenda. Rebecca called his other son. He said, Jacob, this is what daddy wants to do. And I want you to get that blessing. You know, mother do that stupid thing. Your daddy one way, daddy is planning to take you on holiday. Your daddy is planning to take your brother on holiday. You tell them you must go. And when the father cannot invite two people, he will then abandon the two of them in some cases. So he said, oh. He just said to him, don't put too many out there. Don't put too many out there. Only one out there. Hallelujah. People use it Monday to Friday. We can't be. He said, your daddy said so. So he said he has one blessing he wants to give him. And before Esau could come, Jacob has stolen him that blessing. The Bible says Esau cried. Can we pray this one? Human agent that want to attack my prophecy. Lord, let them become dead and dumb. Human agent that want to attack my prophecy. Let them become deaf and dumb. Whoever that will not suppose my prophecy, that has heard about it, Lord, my Father, take them out of the sea. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for anybody who's supposed not to hear my story. Anybody who's supposed not to hear my prophecy that I've had it. Oh God, my Father, remove them. Who has heard about the success story of my children? Lord, remove them tonight. Who has heard about the success story that I'm making? Lord, remove them tonight. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Anyone, any Rebecca that should not hear my story, any Rebecca that should not hear about my blessing, Lord, silence them today. Make them deaf and dumb. Who is following me to delay my breakthrough? Lord, remove them tonight. Baba, remove them tonight. Pray for yourself. Jesus, majestic name, we pray. I want us to sincerely pray this. This is my last prayer point, and I want you to pray seriously. Lord, do for me in 1 week what has not been done in 5 years. You understand that? In 1 week, man, David killed Goliath. David was being carried as an hero. He was given a wife. He became the heir of the king in 1 week. In 1 day, Joseph left prison, became prime minister, got married, have a home to go in 1 day without hard work. Can I tell you another one? I have so many of them. Look, Lord, do for me in 1 week. This month is only 1 week. By next week, Friday, this month is over. Lord, do for me in 1 month and 1 week what I've not experienced in the last 5 years. The breakthrough I've not received in the last 5 years. Lord, do it for me in 1 week. In this one remaining week in February. In this one remaining week in February. Do for me what I've not achieved in the last 5 years, Lord. Pray for yourself. What was not possible for CFC in the last 5 years, in 1 week, do it for us, Lord. The miracle we did not receive in the last 5 years, Lord, let us revisit in the next 1 week, oh God. The breakthrough we have not received in 5 years, in the next 1 week, Lord, let us receive it, oh God. The blessing that nobody has received in the last 5 years, let people begin to receive it, Lord, in the next 1 week, oh God. Lord, release miracles. Release breakthrough. Release lifting. Release answer to prayer. Let gate be shifted. In the remaining 1 week, Lord, do what we have not seen in the last 5 years. Do what we have not seen in the last 5 years. Do what we have not seen in the last 5 years. Visit your people, Lord. Visit your church, Lord. Visit everyone here, Lord. Visit us, Lord. Visit us, Lord. Visit us, Lord. Pray to God. Even now, Lord, it's not late. Even now, Lord, you can still do it. That in this 1 week, Lord, when we gain more than we have gained in the last 5 years, even in this 1 week, Lord, we will experience success we have not experienced in the last 5 years. Even this 1 week, Lord. Prepare yourself. What I've not experienced. The blessing I've not seen in the last 5 years, Lord. In this 1 week, Lord, let me see it, oh God. Even now, Lord, you can do it. Even now, Lord, you can bless me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray for something. I just feel we need to pray. Favor is a game changer. Do we know that? Some of us have not received favor before. Favor is what makes somebody to make. Somebody will just pick somebody from somewhere. And nobody can query. Look at all those Trump pick for minister. Some of them are not politicians. Some of them just got a favor. Everybody over the world want to be Trump friend now. You are going to pray to God. Lord, let me experience your favor. Favor that is a game changer. Favor that will change everything. Favor that will turn a great man to the other. Lord, let me receive your favor. Just pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, let me receive your favor. Let me have favor in every area. When I turn to the left, let me see favor. When I come to the house of God, let me see favor. In my own house, let me receive favor. Over my businesses, let me receive favor. From members, let me receive favor. Anywhere I go, let me receive favor. Let Cornerstone Fountain Church become an epitome of favor. Let us receive favor from people. Let members begin to drop in. Let us receive favor. Favor, oh God. Favor from the landlord. Favor from householders. Favor from environment. Lord, let favor be the starting word. Be the watchword of this church, Lord. Favor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Only one person should pray this, only one. Lord, let me recognize the favor when it comes. Just pray for yourself. Let me recognize that favor. When the favor approach me, Lord, let me recognize it. When the favor show up in my life, Lord, let me recognize it. Let me recognize it. Let me recognize it. When my favor showed up, let me recognize it, Lord. Let me recognize it, Lord. Le kontambruka tigodo. Le paruka shugada. Let me recognize it when it show up, Lord. Let me recognize. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's rise up as I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Show this woman this favor, Lord. This woman you are showing me, Lord, show her this favor, Lord. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. It said, but joy comes in the morning. Let the joy of this woman suddenly show up in the name of Jesus. For every one of us here, show us favor, Lord. Favor that has eluded us in the last 5 years. Let that favor show up for us right now in the name of Jesus. Let us receive your favor. Let us receive your mercy. Let your anointing speak for us. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. Lord, you have been faithful to us. Keep on being faithful to us, Lord. Bless us indeed, Lord. Let your glory and your mercy and your anointing speak for us. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen.